Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Once more from MGS Trade School. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, sir?
We're actually streaming on Facebook right now. I've got a nice picture of you chopping down a tree. We'll have to figure out. We'll have to figure out the video part of it another time when, and maybe we can start doing this. I know you probably have the capability of doing it. So anyway, but that's all beside the point. In the previous two incarnations of Geek Out with Zeke Stout, this is where we talk about nothing in particular. Now, the first time, you wanted to interview me, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then the second time we started talking about guns in movies. I find you to be a much more fascinating subject as far as an interview might be concerned. So let me, if I may, interview you for a bit.
Okay. We can. So. Now, do we get to take a vote at the end to see what your fans think is the best interviewee?
Okay. Well, I'm sure that'll be you because your answers are going to be much more interesting. Mine are just like, uh-huh. Anyway, so you wear your hat rack has to be very wide and full because you run MGS Trade School.
Yes, I have a very large head.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you run MGS Trade School before you have to run another trade school. Terrestrial radio host. You've had terrestrial radio shows. You have had a traditional cable television show on the Discovery Channel. You know, that's not like getting out there and saying, "Yeah, I'm on air." You know, I had a TV show on Airy TV for a while that I don't even know if they still exist. You ever heard of Airy TV?
I have not heard of Airy.
See, there you go, and. In addition to this, you do all of this multimedia stuff. You get picked by Coleon Noir to play basketball at SHOT Show all the time. what is it that in the gun industry? Where would you, if you had to say that you have to occupy a niche? Is it possible to actually confine you to one niche within the gun industry?
So I'll give you a long answer because I know that makes a better interview.
It makes me happy too, yes.
It does. So it's one of those things where I'd love to say, oh, I'm a true Renaissance man. I like to dabble. No, really, I just have ADD real bad. But I did get into it through the media side. I started the podcast Talking Lead with my buddy Marty/Left Hand back in 2012. We actually recorded the very first episode as the news of Newtown was happening. So that was a rough day to record a gun podcast, but ended up being successful, grew it, ended up going to the other trade school you talked about. But kind of still dabbled in the media side. I did a lot of podcasts. I did some stuff for the school. Of course, it led to the TV show. I think niche-wise, to answer your question, as I prove myself right about the ADD, it would probably be just a guy that is passionate about firearms, is passionate about the Second Amendment. I'm not going to throw any other political stuff out at people or religious stuff or anything that causes a divide, because I really want to be able to branch out and educate. And I know this is a tough thing to do, but just to educate people that are anti-gun on gun rights, on what the Second Amendment is really about, because this is everybody's right. I don't care if we differ politically on every other thing in the world. I still firmly believe in the Constitution saying that that's your right too, you know? And a lot of people don't realize that. And somewhere along the line over the last, I'd say 30 years or so, it has eroded into this left-wing, right-wing subject matter, where you're only a gun person if you're right-wing. And I call you-know-what on that, because I have friends that are staunch Democrats that have arsenals in their basement. And they're true Second Amendment advocates, except for everything else. They're not. They're more on the liberal side. But, and then I get frustrated with myself when I say that, because I said, except for everything else. Well, there I go, making it a conservative issue right there. So I kind of, my niche is being able to cross the aisle and bring people into the fold, as many people as we could possibly get, because we need as many people as we possibly can get. We can argue and debate the rest of our political stances after. And the way I've done that is through media, whether it's podcast or TV or YouTube or anything like that.
So knowing that, do you ever have to put up with any criticism from people that want you to go out there and you're not a certain way? So you need to be a certain way. You need to be this way. You need to be that way. Do they ever get out there and say, well, obviously you're a this or you're a that because you're not thinking the way we think? Do you ever have to face that little ditty?
I have. I've had situations arise where I had good opportunities, and I won't get into specifics, but I've had some really cool opportunities come across my plate, and then they just disappear. It's almost like getting ghosted by a significant other. And I dig, and I call, and I email, and I text, and then finally I'll get to somebody, and they're like, oh, it's the gun stuff, which is extremely frustrating to me. Because there's people out there in organizations and industries and everything else that are, you know, doing coke and heroin and beating women and children and all these horrible things that are against the law. And because I like something that's an inanimate object that is 100% legal, I get blackballed. And that's just weird to me.
Yeah.
But it's super bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be very weird to me as well. I understand what you're saying. I want to start this video production company where I go around to these little small businesses and shoot a video of their little small business, right? And I'm going to give it to them. I'm not even going to charge it for them, because I need to build a portfolio, because I don't have one yet. So the only business card I have has a beauty shot of me on the back of it shooting an AR-15 with a gigantic fireball coming off of it, because I think that's a cool picture. And I'm like, give me a call, and I hand them that business card, and I never hear from them.
Yep.
It
is a very bizarre world where, you know, is it a weapon? Absolutely, it's a weapon. I'm not going to deny that. Is it a weapon designed to kill? Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that either. But it's legal, and it's about self-defense. And why does that blackball us for doing so? I mean, if you have your carry permit, you've been checked out by the FBI, the ATF, the CIA, yep. You know, yep. Whoever else looks at it.
ABC, all those guys. I tell you what, hang on. Hang on right there, and we'll get back to Schoolhouse Rock when we get back. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. He is the head of the MGS Trade School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is how we do every day. If you grind it, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. had a guy named Hank West that did. I haven't streamed in a long time. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Hank West is in the chat room right now at Lock and Load Radio on Facebook. And I'm talking to Zeke Stout because Zeke is he's a Renaissance man. I think it's cool that you are a Renaissance man, too. I wish I were a Renaissance man.
Oh, you are.
Okay. Well, maybe I am. I just don't... I measure Renaissance men by height.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you're about average.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think. As far as... When you were talking out there, and you try not to... I fully get the whole idea. In the previous segment, I was asking Zeke if he tried to put himself in a niche, if he could actually be confined to that because of so many multimedia ventures that he's been involved in and everything else. And Zeke is the invitational guy. He's the one that says, come and join us. He's the one that says, you too can shoot the gun. The Second Amendment is for everyone. I like that. I like that. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that that's not me. But I like that idea. How often, and I asked you about this earlier, but how often do you actually, when you're getting pigeonholed by, because there's extremes in every movement or every advocacy, and in the gun industry, in the gun community, there are extremes. How often do you... run up against those? How often do you get accused of being a this or... My favorite is being accused of being a FUD.
Now, I haven't gotten the FUD thing, because I'm pretty much... If I can afford a tank, I get a tank.
Right.
So I haven't gotten the FUD thing, and I really haven't gotten anything from the gun community outside of if I am... you know, advocating for the Second Amendment to someone who might be a little more left-leaning and having that conversation and even making headway with them. I'll get the, what are you talking to them for? Oh, and that's one thing. I just had this conversation walking my dog a minute ago. I remember when I was a kid and I'd go to a family reunion and I had family that were on the right and family that were on the left, and there would be debates, and sometimes they'd even get heated. But afterwards, everybody hugged it out, ate their cornbread, and had a good time. Now, like, people are getting to the point of hate to where they want people to die, and that's bizarre to me. I can't wrap my head around that. I haven't seen that from our community directed towards people I've talked to, but I see it. And it's more social media, too. You know, you see it more with the keyboard courage behind it. So, yeah, that's an interesting dynamic going on right now.
Indeed. Indeed it is. Now, as far as with you, right now, you don't have... Normally, whenever you've been doing one thing, like running a trade school, you've also had some sort of a media side hustle going on. And right now, do you have that going on? Are you still looking for that? Is this as close you come to? I mean, is Geek Out the show?
There's this new segment I do on this Lock and Load radio show called Geek Out with Zeke Stout. I'm doing that. Okay. I mean, it's all right. You know, that Bill Frady guy's a little odd, but, you know, yeah. I like him.
I've had to learn to live with him. It's quite the thing.
Yeah.
It's quite the thing.
You're kind of forced.
But, I mean, you have, like, as a podcaster, and I know you've had podcasts in the before, you have started... great podcast and moved on to the next thing. Do you ever sit back and say to yourself, I need to do something else?
100%.
Yeah.
And you know my co-host for the most recent one, and that was actually our FM radio show, too, was Vanessa Mandrell and I had projectile dysfunction. And it was a fun, just entertainment, laid back, felt like you were sitting in a cabin with your buddies shooting a you-know-what. And it was a blast. We had a good time with it. And for some unforeseen, unmentionable reasons, we got the plug pulled. And we have not gone back to it. We did for a little while on Silverfish Media.
Right.
They're the ones that have Big D and Bubba, the country morning show.
Right.
Great guys. We did it with them for a while. And then I had some stuff go on personally in my life that I just had to step away from everything. But we talk at least once or twice a week about relaunching it. And I know I've talked to you about it, too, and getting that out there. So,
Vanessa Mandrell, for those that don't know, she is Erlene Mandrell's daughter, which means she's Barbara Mandrell's niece. Vanessa is one of the most free-spirited persons I've ever seen in my life. She normally she hangs out some. If she goes to a gun show, she hangs out at some booth. And is she a gun person?
Oh, absolutely. She has a pin arms grenade launcher armor certificate. She knows her stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but Vanessa, she's a nut. She is a. The last time I saw her, I was walking by her and I said, "Vanessa, how's it going?" And she snatched me by my neck, pulled me in close, and did like this pout face and did a selfie of both of us, and she looks down at it and goes, "I'm going to send that to Zeke. I'm going to make him mad." And but she's also a very good broadcaster, which I find that quite interesting. Mm-hmm. That she is as much of a she just fun. But I mean that, and I would have thought, to be honest with you, I'm surprised they pulled the plug on that show. Because that's the kind of thing, local radio, that's the kind of thing they want to hear. That's the kind of thing they want to run.
Well, and to give Cumulus credit, it wasn't Cumulus that pulled the plug.
Right.
We were in a pay-per-play spot.
Okay.
And my former employer was the primary sponsor, and they pulled the plug. So they quit paying for the play. And even though our ratings quadrupled what the guy that had that slot before us did, the bean counters at the corporate basically only see that as a pay-per-play spot. They don't
right.
see it as, oh, we have potential to sell more advertising because they've got good ratings. So, unless we came off of $2,500 a month, it just went away.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. We're coming up on the next break. Zeke is the head of MGS Trade School. And right now, nobody...
Ooh, I got stuff to talk about with that.
Yeah, we can talk about that in the next segment. Nobody at MGS Trade School has to have their student loans forgiven because they don't owe that much money. You can learn a trade, a real trade, at MGS Trade School, and you're not really going into debt. We'll be right back. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and this is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says the federal government is committing to helping the people of Jackson, Mississippi, as they continue to suffer from an ongoing water crisis. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted the presence of FEMA and the EPA in the city. The EPA is examining the water treatment plant there. During an economic roundtable with local congressional candidates in Madison Heights, Michigan on Wednesday, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, was asked about inflation and its impact on people. McCarthy says the 40-year high inflation has been caused by the Democrats' policies and President Biden's legislative spending.
His spending, and you watch a lot of people out there tell you, it's only going to harm inflation more. Did he not learn from Larry Summers? Did he not learn from him warning your spending is causing the inflation?
This is USA Radio News. As Russia continues its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine into a seventh month, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby is touting all the tax dollars of support from the United States going to Ukrainians since the Biden administration took office.
We had, you know, provided more than committed more than $13 billion of security assistance to the Ukrainian armed forces, and we will continue to do that, and there will be announcements of future security assistance in coming days.
Another top Fed Reserve official says interest rates will keep rising as the central bank fights back against inflation. Cleveland Fed Reserve President Loretta Mester calling for raising interest rates above 4%, adding she doesn't see the Fed cutting rates in 2023. The losing streak on Wall Street continues. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 280 points to close at 31,510. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Zeke Stout. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We lost him there for a minute because of the miracle that is live talk radio. We did get him back. So you wanted to talk about MGS. Tell me about MGS.
So if you're listening live, like you're on the Facebook feed or you're listening on the radio, wait till tomorrow. And tomorrow, use the promo code FOOL, like F-O-O-L, and you'll get 22% off tuition right now. Cool. We're doing a back-to-school special, and we're kind of playing off the Billy Madison movie. You know, I'm going back to school to show my dad I'm not a fool. So
yeah.
Use the code FOOL. You'll get 22% off, and you can enroll for $99. So that's going to be a good little program. Plus, it helps right now. The economy is just not doing great, and we want to help any way we can, especially if you're looking to change your career.
So how long will that be good for?
It'll be September 1st of 2022 through September 30th, midnight, 2022.
So all month next month?
Yep.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow.
Well, I'm actually recording this stream as we go along, and I could post this particular segment to YouTube. Anyway, so what was there more
you're
to that,
fancy.
Or huh?
You're fancy.
Am I fancy? Now you know. I'm just. I'm looking for. See, here's the thing, and I read this article the other day by a guy named Lee Williams, who does a segment right before you come on, as a matter of fact. And Lee was talking about gun media, and now Lee is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. He is the only reporter at Armed American News, and he's referred to as the Gun Writer. His website is thegunwriter.substack.com. And Lee has looked out there, and he has noticed one thing. In gun media, and let's call this blogs, we can call this YouTube, we can call it podcasts. Podcasts, I don't really know how you track those down. Radio shows, TV shows, there are less than 100 that Lee has found.
Really?
That haven't, you know, right. some sprout up and then some go away, and then there's some that just stay there forever and ever and ever. They may go through various evolutions and everything else, but the problem is that we don't have enough of a voice in media. And the problem with traditional media, I mean, have you ever thought about doing that? I mean, you would be an excellent guy as a trade, broadcast journalism.
I have, and I've thought about that, and I've also thought, and this is coming from Projectile Dysfunction, the show that Vanessa and I had,
yeah,
about doing a talk show, like a Tonight Show style talk show.
Yeah.
Where it's just hanging out, and yes, we would like for you to be pro-gun, but we don't have to talk about guns the whole time. You know, if you're a country artist, we'll talk about your new album. If you're an actor, we'll talk about your new movie. You know, whatever it is, we'll have competitive shooters. Just anybody and everybody can come on the show and just have a good time with it and make it entertaining. Because I think where we're hitting a wall with the growth of gun media today, and now I'm going to geek out with passion, is we're preaching to the choir. You know, if we're just a gun show, right, and we talk about the guns we love and everything, we're pretty much going to only get the hardcore gun people, you know, because, you know, Uncle Billy, who's pro-gun, and he's pro-gun across the board, he's just not really a gun guy, so he has his shotgun to hunt with, his hunting rifle, and maybe a Glock next to his bed for home protection, right? Maybe even has an AR, but he's not, like, into it. So when we have a gun-centric show, it just pulls in people that are in our close circle. And when I say close circle, I'm talking millions of people, but even those millions of people don't go and hunt these shows down. Otherwise, all of us would be very successful right now.
Right.
So I think the way to get over that is to have something that's entertaining, that's extremely pro-gun, and you sprinkle the gun stuff in there so people who aren't necessarily gun people will enjoy listening or watching or whatever it is. But then they're also excited because, hey, this show's pro. I mean, what do you think the gun community would do if Jimmy Fallon came out and said, I'm pro-gun, and I have ARs and AKs and everything I want, and I think everybody should have it? That guy would blow up with gun people watching him. You know, we're very loyal to people who are pro-gun. But for some reason, if you say, I am a gun show, and I talk about guns and that's all, we don't have that loyalty as much. It's very odd. If I stopped at NRA or SHOT Show and I stopped 100 people, 20 of them have listened to a show I've done.
Probably, yeah. But I think that's a pretty good idea. Back in the 70s, when I was a kid, when there used to be variety shows on, you know, the Hudson Brothers came out with a variety show, and the Hudson Brothers, they're only famous for being the Hudson Brothers on that TV show. They were actually singers, but they're only famous for being the Hudson Brothers on that show, and one of them actually married Goldie Hawn. And that's Kate Hudson's dad. But back in those days, what they would do is they would expand their audience by having this variety show. Everybody had a variety show. If me and you, if you and I had existed as contemporaries, we probably would have had a variety show there. I mean, everybody had one.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher. Nobody ever heard of Sonny and Cher. People still talk about the Sonny and Cher show. So a lot, Carol Burnett, all kinds of stuff out there. And what they did was they did exactly what you're talking about, because they would get out there and they'd create this cult of intimacy with their audience, to where everything that they did or might have, you know, any sort of revolution or revelation that might have come up about them, it wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
It would not have mattered. I mean, Tim Conway. Nobody would have hated Tim Conway.
No.
Nobody would have hated Tim Conway. So, I mean, I could see where that would be a very good way to go.
And if anybody from the Outdoor Channel or anybody with the money to produce a show like that is listening, reach out to me. Yeah. Because I'm all about it. Vanessa and I, the first iteration of Projectile Dysfunction we did, we actually posted it on John Hickok's channel.
Right.
And it was kind of a variety show. We had sketches. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, the production value was cheap. We did it on a Handycam. It was horrible. But the idea was there. The concept was there. But we realized very quickly that you've got to have some capital to produce something like this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it took hours to produce a 30-minute segment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when you were with Discovery, and let's talk about that in the next segment, because I'll watch these videos, these outdoor videos, where they'll be, like, going out into the woods to camp, and they've always got an angle where they're walking up on the camera and an angle where they're walking away from the camera. I don't know if everybody understands it. They go and set the camera up, then run back and walk towards the camera after they've hit record and then pick it up and reverse mm-hmm. that, and they're actually hiking about 27 times longer than their actual hike just from the running back and forth to get the camera and everything, trying to appear cinematic. But Zeke, we're going to be talking Discovery Channel when we get back. Zeke.MGS Gun School. Right now, if you want to sign up starting tomorrow, promo code FOOL, F-O-O-L, $99 sign up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Zeke Stout. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. And he sort of led up to this one because you shot a little pilot with a handheld camera, which, you know, actually you can do anything with whatever camera you've got, but there are certain things you want to do, like different angles and everything else, and that's where multiple cameras comes up and multiple cameramen and a director and an editor and all this other stuff. Is that the biggest problem that you would face, is finding all of those crew members?
You know, yes and no. So I think cameraman-wise, for what we would want to do with this, and I want to throw this caveat out there. If anybody's listening to this and they see a show like this pop up without me or Bill involved or Vanessa involved, then you know where they heard about it.
Indeed.
Not like anybody can't come up with a talk show. But I think the biggest problem with what we're doing, camera angle, you know, we could set up 2-3 cameras on different people, and then I could just edit it to make it look like we're switching cameras. That's not a big deal. It's the editing. It's the, you know, design of the intro graphics and the outro graphics, and then doing all that stuff. That's the biggest time constraint. And with me running MGS, you know, there's not a whole lot of time to do that.
Right.
But I mean, to do something like that would be really, really huge, not just for the industry, but for the Second Amendment community as a whole. If it is just an entertainment show, and we happen to go on hunts, or we happen to talk about a new gun, or we have somebody on that is, you know, some professional athlete that loves hunting, and we talk to them, and we talk about their stories playing football or whatever, I think it'd be huge. But yeah, I think the biggest constraint is like the editing, directing, just that part of it. If we had 2-3 cameras, it's not a big deal to do camera angles. I mean, we don't need the roving cameraman with the shoulder rig and everything. So
I don't know. I think that'd be sort of cool to have that myself.
Yeah, I think it would too. It's been a matter of getting in front of the right people. You know, I've talked to people from, you know, different companies and Outdoor Channel that are like, "Oh man, it'd be awesome. We're supportive of it." But then I realize I'm not talking to the right people. And no offense to them, they just don't have that pull to run it up the right ladders. to get it to that point.
Right. I've thought about doing that myself, and there are ways that you can do certain things virtually.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest trick I do most of the time is shooting it at a very high resolution, and then I can punch in and make it look like I have multiple cameras. Like if I do it at a wide view, and I did that with the first video I ever did that did anything was me interviewing Ted Nugent, and it looked like I had three cameras going. But I had one camera going.
Yeah.
And it was just because I went through that entire 30-minute interview and did various punch-ins and all this other stuff, and it is time-consuming. A 30-minute interview, which just rolled, getting the audio right, getting the video right, and everything right,
yep.
The fact that it actually worked, and I didn't know what I was doing at the time, except for the editing part, that was just pure dumb luck. But it'd be nice to not have it, huh?
Yeah. I'd say for a highly produced show, you know, for every hour of finished product, I mean, you're talking several hours of editing to come out with that 43 minutes, right?
Well, just a YouTube video, just a 13-minute YouTube video. There's normally when I put that together in an editor, that's 20-plus elements that I have to weave together. With music, and because I want it to sound right, because I'm a radio guy, I'm recording the audio externally in most cases on the tabletop part of it. Then I have to sync that with the audio with the that's part of the video, and then I have to find all the royalty-free music and all these other things. And by the time it all gets done, and I'm able to post a video on YouTube, I'm sure everybody looks at that and goes, "Well, that wasn't much of nothing."
Right, exactly.
But I mean that's a lot of stuff involved. Are you more of the guy that would want to sort of direct things than actually make things happen, do things?
I would love once. I mean, I found that doing the Discovery Channel show, where I just had to show up and talk and you know make people laugh and be serious and guide the contestants. And then I didn't have to edit it. It was a nice, refreshing change of pace. I enjoy the editing, but more from the perspective of I can make sure that nobody makes me say something that I didn't actually say. And I'm not saying that Discovery did that, but there were moments where, you know, for audio degraded reasons, they had to, like, take words from different sentences to make me say it again. And I'm like, well, I didn't say that right there. I did say that. It didn't make me look bad, but... You know, having that control is a little bit easier, but to have maybe a producer credit to where you can kind of control that not happening
right.
would be nice. But I like the entertainment portion of it. I like sitting down with somebody and seeing them apprehensive because they're used to these scripted interviews, and then within 5 minutes I've got them laughing and feeling like they're talking to their buddy for 20 years. I mean, I love the interview process. I really do, and I think it would translate well. I mean, it has translated well. Look at The Tonight Show. Look at Late Night. All these shows are successful. We haven't had that in our industry. We've had some hunting shows that are similar, but it's just sitting around talking about the hunt they went on and showing clips of the hunt. They're not across-the-board entertainment talk show kind of thing.
Right.
And I think, that's really what I want to do with this. I'd love to take that down the direction.
So is MGS going to have a booth at SHOT Show?
We typically don't have booths at SHOT Show just because there's not a whole lot of people at SHOT Show that are enrolling.
Right.
NRA, definitely. You know, where our demographic is there.
I've already asked you that. I just realized I've already asked you that question. I was going to say, we ought to figure out some place to set up, and then you come around a couple of times, and we'll do some silly stuff. I would love to do some silly stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm game.
So... Before we go away, let's make sure that we emphasize this and put this out there. If you are interested in signing up at MGS Trade School, do it tomorrow. Use promo code FOOL, F-O-O-L, and sign up for $99 at MGS
and
Trade School.
And 22% off tuition.
22% off what? Tuition?
Tuition. Yep.
So the sign-up fee is $99, and you get 22% off of that. And
yep.
Well,
It's a good savings. I think you did the math. You're saving up to $800-something.
Off of a ridiculously low fee amount of money in order to get a trade and everything else. And
exactly.
Yeah. And there are no MGS trade school students that are having their student loans forgiven by President Biden. I'll go political.
We'll forgive you for tons of stuff, but we're not going to forgive you.
Anyway, so we'll be back here again. Neither Zeke and I figure out what we're going to do almost day of in most cases, and I don't know what's coming up next, but I bet it's going to be fun. So I'm all about having the fun now. I've been learned. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, sir. I will be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about one thing. The one thing they want more than anything else on the left, the one thing that they need the most, is total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.